This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a bittersweet view of Father's Day. But first, Milton McGovern has spent the last 40 years taking pictures of people on Buffalo's Lower West Side. Here's one of his subjects, a resident named Johnny Grant.
Nowadays, the way things are, unless you're a celebrity or somebody real important, people don't bother to take pictures of you. And forget about taking pictures of the common person, the person that works every day.
And here I was photographing them and putting their photographs in the museums, and someone would look at their own pictures and cry, pictures in a nice gallery instead of in the police department records.
And that's Milton McGovern speaking on a recording that accompanies a new exhibit of his work. Next week, the New York Historical Society opens a retrospective of Milton McGovern's photography. It's accompanied by a book of his photographs called The Forgotten Ones. Milton McGovern spoke to us from the studios of member station WBFO in Buffalo earlier this week when my voice was a little strained. Mr. McGovern, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, sure.
Mr. McGovern, what put you behind the camera lens?
Well, I was an optometrist for many years, and then I was politically active. And when the McCarthy Committee got after me, my practice kind of fell pretty low. And my voice was essentially silenced, so I thought that photographing people in the storefront churches, a friend of mine asked me to do that, that I would be able to speak out about the problems of people this time through my photography.
I have to say, Mr. McGovern, I'm trying to figure out what problem people had with a communist optometrist.
Well,
I mean, did you only correct for left eye vision or something?
No, I was trying to correct some of the inequalities that exist in our society. And by doing that, I ran up against the McCarthy Committee and used to go to the Lower West Side day after day photographing the people. And these are the poorest people, those who I consider los olvidados, the forgotten ones.
How old were you when you became a serious photographer?
About 48 years of age.
And may we ask how old you are today?
Just 93. My head's all right. My legs are not so good.
Well, first things first.
Yeah.
I gather this area we're talking about, the Lower West Side in Buffalo, was originally near your optometrist's office.
Right. It was about three blocks away. I knew some of the people who lived there. They were patients of mine. When I was interested in going there, they introduced me to their friends. But once I started to photograph them, everyone who I photographed, I gave a free copy, and people would stop me on the street and say, hey, take my picture.
Hmm.
And I usually went around with my wife. And so two old codgers, they didn't seem intimidated by me at all.
Mr. McGovern, I guess, is it Dr. McGovern?
Lester is better.
Okay. We want to play a clip from another one of your camera subjects. This is a man named Jose Escalon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you first took his picture in 1972. He's a fine-looking teenager wearing his football uniform with his number 44, as I recall. And then there's another photograph of him taken in 1985 as a father in what looks like, is that a policeman's uniform?
Well, he worked in the airport as a security guard.
Okay. Then in 1992, it's a little wistful. He's wearing a Super Bowl Bills sweatshirt. As we know, the Bulls didn't win. But with his two kids growing up, and finally a portrait in 2001, where his arms are around a son and daughter who are taller than he is. Let's listen to Jose Escalon.
My kids are still here with me, and I'm proud of that. They're not running around with drug dealers and all that stuff where we grew up. There's a lot of that going on. And to see all this and then see them here in front of me, they become something. They made something of themselves. And I'm just proud. I can't wait for the next picture.
Mr. Govan, has anyone been photographing you for 30 years?
I don't think so. Unless it's the police department.
Well, I guess we'll have to go to the Freedom of Information Act to get those photos, won't we? Thumbing through your book of photographs, The Forgotten Ones, you see people playing cards, people eating ice cream cones, people staring into your lens, one of the things that distinguishes it, the people posing for you don't have a sense of being pitied. They're proud to pose.
Oh, yes, yes. And by the way, I never told them how to stand or what to do. All I suggested to them was that they look at the camera. That was all I ever did. And most of them feel so good that somebody wanted to photograph them and pay attention to them. Yeah.
I want to ask you about another person you photographed. This is Monica Kiki Cruz.
Oh, Kiki, yeah, Kiki.
Now, the first picture that we see of her, taken in 1972.
Yeah, mother and daughter, yeah, yeah.
Wonderful little girl, I must say, handsome mother. And then the last photograph taken of her in 2001 is of a striking-looking woman holding up a picture of her mother, yeah, who is now deceased.
Yeah.
Let's get Kiki Cruz's remembrance of the first time you took her photograph.
I remember that day like it was yesterday, just like all the other ones. I remember my mom was so excited that Milton was coming over to take our pictures. She felt like a movie star. She hurried up and dressed me up, and then she threw on that floppy old hat. And Milton came, and he took our picture. And I know right now she's looking down on me, and Milton and Anne, and smiling. It's just that she's missed so much.
Inevitably, you're struck by the daughter's reference to her mother making preparations for both mother and daughter to look their best because you were going to take their picture. And I guess you're inevitably left with the idea that you really put something in their lives by taking their picture. You gave them an image of their best self that they could look at.
Oh, yes. Many times I'd come to a home and I'd see my picture on the mantelpiece. In other words, they valued it,
yeah,
and it meant something to them.
Let me ask you about another sequence of photographs you have in here, Mr. Rogovin. A man named James Webster. When we see him photographed in 1973, he's just an altogether precious young boy sitting in his father's lap. You learn reading the book that his father was in and out of prison. As the years proceed, he's without his father, who dies subsequently, and we see James Webster growing into a strapping young man, very powerfully built young man, until you finally learn that his mother, who we don't see in the photographs, ran a jackhammer.
Well, she taught her son to be a carpenter, and they worked together, and he was telling me how difficult it was to work, because with that jackhammer, he says, it's bad enough for a man to do it, but here is my mother working alongside of me with a jackhammer.
James Webster, 30 years old. My friends call me Jimmy. When you look at his photographs, you just see people for who they are. And we're all people, rich, poor, black, white, whatever. That's what you can learn from it. We're all here for some reason, and I guess that was his reason to come look us up and take our picture.
A very interesting thing happened. I was awarded the Governor's Award for the Arts, and the celebration took place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art there. And when we were being seated, somebody came over with a bunch of roses and gave it to my wife. And with a little note, is this from Jimmy and his mother. And it was very, very moving that Jimmy thought enough about us to do that, yeah.
Mr. Rogovin, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sure. Thank you for interviewing me.
Speaking with us from member station WBFO in Buffalo, Milton Rogovin, who may not mind us mentioning that he's 93. The New York Historical Society opens a retrospective of his work called The Forgotten Ones. A new book by the same name has just been published, and you can see some of Milton Rogovin's photographs and learn more about his work at our website, npr.org.